Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror.
Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here, the Wrestle Horror Podcast. With me, as always, my co-host Donnie Hoover. Donnie, we did a show yesterday, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Luckily, we almost didn't.
the weather was kind of iffy, but I am so grateful that it didn't rain during that entire time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, during the show, it cleared up rather nicely. But before that, it was definitely a sight to see. Say we got there because the show started at 1. It was 1 to 4 bell time. So we was there at 8 a.m. to start setting the ring up and everything, and it was just pouring, like heavy downpour. And we were under a tent, thankfully. It's outside. It was Zucchini Fest. So we were outside, but we were under a tent. So I'm like, well, you know, we're under a tent, so we'll probably be okay. And we were, like, the rain wasn't, you know, blowing sideways or nothing. So it wasn't coming down and hitting us, but it was basically coming down so hard it was flooding the parking lot we were in. So, like, when we were trying to set up the poles and the frame, like, the water was literally going over top the bottom of the poles and was, like, you know, so deep it was getting into our shoes and soaking our feet and our socks. And then when we would have to leave under the tent, and we backed the trailer up as close to the tent as we could. But, of course, you got, you know, the tent didn't have gutters, obviously. So it had the waterfall of water coming off of it. So every time we had to carry stuff through, we got soaked. And then when I had to run underneath to the other tent to talk to the groundsman guys to help us get this puddle of water, that was river of water, it was going through our area to stop. And I was getting wet. But, yeah, the Obetz team was fantastic. They, you know, I went up to Bill and told him, like, you know, we're getting soaked here and flooded, and they went and got sandbags and put sandbags all the way around the backside and the sides to where the water was coming down to reroute the water. And then the big plastic things, I don't remember what they're called, but where they put the cables, like all the electrical wires in, and you can drive over them and stuff so people don't trip or whatever, they lifted those up off the ground and stuck like little blocks underneath them so the water would, you know, escape out that way. So, I mean, they were on top of it, and, you know, they did all that, and it started, you know, dissipating and rerouting and going away. And then, you know, thankfully it slowed down, like the rain starts slowing down probably. And yeah, hour 9:30, 10 o'clock, it started quitting. And, but yeah, by the time, you know, bell time ran around at 1, you know, half the parking lot was dry. The sun was out, you know, it was partly sunny and getting warm, and it ended up being a beautiful day.
It was, you know, I unfortunately was very, very late yesterday. So much that we weren't able to do music. It's all on me. I'm sorry. My bad. Marion, because the only one I ever heard anybody say, hey, I missed the music. The only one who said that was Marion Fontaine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, that's his whole gimmick at the front. You know, he's got that good sound of tunes and stuff he goes off of.
And I agree. It was rough. And it also, you know, not only did it just throw the vibe a little bit off, but, you know, the whole timing of everything was changed because music takes time.
Yeah. 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 I know when Baker, yeah, cause he plays his music up on his entrance. He dances to it and gets the crowd to dancing. And we were kind of teasing him like, now what are you going to do? And so I told him I'd walk out behind him and like beatbox his music so he could still do it. And he, I think he actually wanted me to, but I was like, no, I was like, I'm just joking.
And it was painful for me because, you know, I just that day I had gotten final music downloaded from several different talent. And, you know, the music, it's a part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And without that, I mean, I tried everything to get this to work. All the way. I think I tried to get music to work up to about halfway through the show.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nothing was working. I thought maybe that the one plug they gave me would work, but it didn't. So, you know, my apologies to any of the talent that's listening. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I was late. It won't happen again. I promise.
We'll see. We'll hold you to that.
Well, if I can just get the wife to stay at home, then I don't have to worry about it.
There you go.
So I can get up there in time.
Right. There you go.
I have to listen to the nagging. And I say that because she'll never listen to this.
Right, there you go. You can let it all out then.
Nag, nag, nag. We got it. She's the one trying to rush me. It's like, well, shit, you got to give me a second to do this. Nag, nag, nag.
So she was nagging you because you were late. And then, yeah. So she was trying to get you on time, but you were the one that actually was being late.
I admit it, but she stopped nagging my ass.
Right.
Because it just slows me down. Let me work.
Right. Let me get it done.
So, she's standing behind me. Are you done yet? Are you done yet? Are you done yet? I'll let you know when I'm done. Go away. Holy shit.
All right. Yeah, Buck. So we pulled through. Like they said, the crowd, they didn't really say too much about it. Or, once they realized it wasn't going to play, they just accepted it. And that was that.
Crowd, regardless of that, the crowd was hot.
Oh, yeah. They had a blast. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, kudos to the Obetz and surrounding areas fans. We actually had a group of fans. They were like one of the first ones there, like an hour and a half before, bell time. And the lady told me that she drove her family. They come from like over an hour away.
Wow.
Just because they seen our post and they knew they recognized Shauna and Cody and they liked Robbie Starr. And she said, yeah, we came over, we drove for over an hour to get here. And I was like, wow. I was like, well, thank you. I was like, appreciate it.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I'd drive an hour for a free wrestling show too. Right.
So, with a lot of good quality talent on it.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. Top quality talent. I mean, it's, we had such a great, all the matches, delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Great that card. Was, yeah.
The card was wonderful. And I've been doing this with you now, believe it or not, 4 years. Mm-hmm. We had COVID and still.
Yeah.
4 years. And we had some of the hottest crowds I've seen at the Zucchini Fest.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were into it. And like I said, there was a lot of kids there, which, that's what we based our promotion off of, is family friendly. And, them kids were into it. They was a hooting and yelling, and they was hollering at their most hated wrestler and cheering their most favorite, and it was good. That made it worth
they
it.
Were.
That made all the rain worth it.
I got to give kudos to the kid that I called out. He was sitting there in the front row and he was just looking there with this look on his face. It's like, I know I've watched him. I know he's been enjoying the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I brought him up and I gave him the microphone. And you know what? For being a kid stuck with a microphone stuck in the face, he didn't do too bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, for no improv skills, he made it through. And honestly, his voice didn't sound that bad. I mean, being a kid and everything, but.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. He probably enjoyed that too.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, my gosh, was it Onyx's manager, Jimmy Olsen?
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's one of our WrestleFit Junior kids. And, he comes in there he's there every Wednesday that he can make it. And we don't treat him with kid gloves like people would think. We treat him just like everybody else. Get in there and mix it up, kid. So we make him do all the exercises. We make him lift the weights, and we try to push him as hard as we can, and he loves it. He has a blast every time. He has a YouTube channel even, it was kind of cool to see him because his dad works in social media and has a background in that kind of stuff. So, he does a YouTube channel and his dad like films it and edits it for him. And he come up with the Jimmy Olsen photography gimmick all on his own and asked us if we could do it and asked Onyx, and Onyx said, yeah. So it was kind of neat,
Well, I think it's a great gimmick. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And to get him up in there in the ring and everything, I mean, that had to be a thrill.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. He'll remember that forever, I'm sure. Yeah. His dad, like I said, his dad was there and his grandfather was there. And his grandfather, yeah, his grandfather was so appreciative. He came up to me and Terry at least 15, 20 times and, you know, thanked us and, you know, appreciates how we took him in, you know, how we took Dash in. And I'm like, you know, yeah, I'm like, he's a good kid. You know, I was like, he comes to the WrestleFit Junior classes and he works hard and we, you know, we make him work hard. And I was like, you know, he's a good dude and, you know, good kid. And you could just tell, like, you know, he would get like his grandfather was getting teary eyed and stuff. And it really meant something to him. So it was, and then the same thing with Onyx. Onyx said he came up to him and was thanking him. And he said he almost ate, Onyx said he almost made him cry. He's like, man, he said, I started getting teary eyed. they really appreciated it. And it was just, it was a good moment, you know, especially when he got the pin at the end.
Hey, that was fun.
On who else? None other than the Thunder Chicken.
How'd you like his reaction when I introduced him as Thunder Chicken?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that was good.
I just had to. I mean, yeah, you know, we got this love-hate relationship going on.
Right.
By the way, if people see me tip up a beer can, you can't see it, but it says zombie dust. There.
Oh, there you go. Nice. Zombie dust. What's it taste like?
Zombie dust. No, it's an IPA. It's not too bad.
Oh, there you go.
But I mean, you know, what a great show we had, Donnie. I mean, from start to finish, everybody, I mean, the talent, I've never seen Onyx so intense at this show.
Oh yeah. He was feeling it.
I mean, you know, I've watched him wrestle for 4 years, but this was different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, first of all, he wasn't in his camos. He was in a singlet. What's like?
Yeah. I'd say Terry actually liked that. She says, I like him better in a singlet than his camo pants and his shirt.
So, he looks good in a singlet.
Mm-hmm.
He does. Don't get me wrong, but that's a big man.
Yeah. So, yeah, but yeah, he was feeling it, you know, and I was kind of like fluffing him up, you know, a little bit. I'm like, man, like, you got a lot of family out there. It's like, I've seen this person, I've seen that person, this, you know, this person's here, you know, and we had a handful of WrestleFit junior kids in the crowd. We had a good amount of our WrestleFit adult class in the crowd. So I was kind of like, you know, feeding him this information, trying to fire him up, and said, maybe it worked. Maybe he had himself fired up. I don't know, but yeah, he was feeling it.
Yeah, he was, you know, watching him throw Jake Ely across an entire ring.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think Jake probably liked that too much.
No, but yeah, I don't even think Onyx exerted himself that much.
No, huh?
But my gosh, what a match! But let's talk about some of the matches. You know, I mean,
yeah. Yeah, I say we had a 10 match card and stuff. So, you know, we had a full card and a lot of action, and it went the full 3 hours. We tried to get it as close to the 3 hour mark as we could, but, and, you know, luckily that, you know, we were ending at 4 and the Zucchini Fest closed at 6. So I told everybody, if we go past 4 o'clock, I'm sure they're not going to complain, because, you know, we had the crowd there. We had a good crowd, you know, it was drawing people in and all that, which is the point for us to be there. So if we'd have went over to 4:30 or so, I'm sure they wouldn't have said nothing. So, but yeah, but we timed it really good. And, you know, the first match is, you know, we brought back the one man that ticked Harley Fairfax off enough to come out there and give him a beating. And that's the side piece, Bryant Huff, which, you know, I don't know about that name. We, you know, I don't know, side piece is a good name for him.
So, question that the first time I saw it.
Yeah. And yeah, he went one-on-one. He got to meet a guy that's been around a while, and he's been away from New Ohio for a little while doing other stuff, but he made his return, and that's No Shame Jimmy Shane returned yesterday. And Bryant got to meet him personally.
Yeah, and he got to meet a different version of Jimmy than we've seen recently. I mean,
yeah,
when I saw Jimmy in New Ohio Wrestling, he was kind of on the dark side, shall we say. He was a heel.
Mm-hmm. Big troublemaker, yeah.
Yeah, always causing some kind of trouble. And he come out this time around, everybody's loving him. It's like, what the heck happened to Jimmy Shane?
Yeah, seems like he's turned over a new leaf. But yeah, that said, it was a good match.
It was, and you know, Jimmy took it right to Bryant. But, you know, I got to give Bryant Huff kudos, because – he had Jimmy down for a while, and he had him confused because of his 5 tactics.
Yeah, I say, yeah, can't count him short, you know. No, he just because, you know, he's new on the scene and he's still learning, you know, you got to give him the same respect as everybody else or they can sneak up on you.
That's right. That's right. You can't underestimate anybody.
Yeah. And it's not like he's, you know, an out of shape slouch. You know, he looks like he's chiseled out of stone. You know, he's cut and ripped and looks real good. So, you know, he's got the utensils.
Yeah, he looks real good, and you know, I'll be the first one to say, if I was female, damn, I'm not, so go away.
Right, you ain't gonna be my side piece.
he's an up and comer who's really got some skills, and you know, whatever side of the fence he wants to play, I think he's got a bright future ahead of him.
Yeah, for sure. Just keeps his mouth closed and his ears open, and he'll go far.
That's the thing. He's too full of himself. That could be his downfall.
Yeah. Time will tell.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. So it was a good match, man.
Yeah. Yeah. And then after that, you know, and of course, you know, Jimmy ended up getting a win in that one. So kudos to Jimmy on a successful return. So the next match was Amos, which, you know, everybody loves to hate. And we was bringing in Ashton Day. Ashton Day worked with us once at the Ohio State Fair back in the day. And yeah, he was going to be a returning wrestler as well for us, but he had some things happen. He couldn't make it. So, you know, we had old Baker waiting in the wings, you know, itching to get a rematch with Amos because they wrestled at the last Zucchini Fest.
Yes,
so he was itching for a rematch. And so since Ashton wasn't able to make the show, we gave Baker that shot and they went at it pretty good.
You know, sometimes I think people don't give Baker enough credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's fun loving. He likes to have a good time, but when the chips are down and you got to get down to the nitty gritty, he can wrestle.
Yeah.
And he can wrestle anybody and he could upset anybody. And I think Amos almost found that out.
Oh yeah. He came close a couple times.
Yes, he did. You know, Amos just let his guard down a little bit. Didn't take him. He's thinking, okay, donut man, I can handle this. And the next thing you know is he's the one on the mat.
So, right.
You know, I never discount the Baker. I love his fun-loving attitude.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it costs him, but there's other times where he's on point. And even though he came up short in this match, it really could have gone either way. Baker could have pulled off the upset win.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, well, you know, Amos with them brass knuckles he keeps – I'm surprised, you know, the ref didn't check him a lot better than they did, you know, which right. He must have had him hidden pretty good because it's like he never got caught.
Yeah, I know. You know, I'm sitting there down at ringside and he's up in the corner and I see him digging around for something, but you know, I can't get the referee's attention. There's too much going on. It's like
you just thought he had jock itch or something.
hey, you know, I've had jock itch like that before, so. next thing I know, Baker's down. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, brass knuckles or not, you know, sometimes maybe Baker just needs to fight fire with fire.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think so.
He needs to toughen up a little bit. I mean, he's always fun loving, but there's gotta be a serious side or he's going to end up on the L column a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then with Amos with those brass knuckles, like, yeah, it just kind of seems like ever since this thing with him and Austin Blaze, you know, it's just kind of, you know, it seems like he's still got Austin in his mind, you know. And right. And of course, Austin wasn't, you know, there at the Zucchini Fest. He was injured and he's recovering from an injury. So he wasn't able to be there and, you know, at the hands of Amos, actually. So, you know, it is what it is. I'm sure they'll square up someday.
Oh, I'm sure they will.
Yeah, and then the next match after that was Fenrir Ragnarok and Chuck the Truck Morris. You know, we haven't seen Chuck the Truck for a couple shows, and he came back guns a blazing.
Well, I love watching Chuck. He, you know, he's powerful, he's big, And this newcomer, Fenrir Ragnarok, kind of surprised me. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's got that Viking Raiders type of vibe.
Yeah.
But I think he's made it his own, and his size fools you because he's pretty solidly built.
Yeah. And yeah, actually he had someone come to the ring with him and Harley Fairfax. And, you know, she also has a new look and was sort of, you know, dressed the same in that Viking Raider kind of outfit, had a shield with her. And, you know, they both look really cool in my opinion. So I liked it.
Well, I agree. And, you know, I did a show for, I announced a show for FGW a couple weeks ago. And she is now going by Shield Maiden Fairfax.
Nice.
And she comes out with that shield. And her and Fenrir together are called the Wall.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're doing singles and, you know, tag team bookings, but great stuff they're doing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and this was Fenrir's first time with us, and you know he held his own in there.
He did. He did. I've watched Fenrir for a while. He did a lot of training with Cody.
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see him down here at FGW, and you know he's really surprised me about how far he's come along.
Oh yeah, yeah. Just a matter of time.
Yep.
Yeah, and then, you know, needs to say, you know, Chuck got the win on that one. And then right into the very next match was, you know, like we just discussed earlier, was Harley, you know, or Shield Maiden Fairfax now. And she took on Lena Lennox, who's been on a little bit of a, you know, hot streak tour. You know, she's been, you know, getting some shots in AEW and NWA and, you know, stuff like that. And she's been doing a little traveling down south. So she'd been getting on the road and making her name, you know, getting her name out there. So she stopped in and had another showing with Fairfax, and it was a good match.
Absolutely, it was a good match. And quite frankly, I can consider it an upset.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, Harley's the power wrestler.
Yeah, she's like twice her size, and she has and Harley has an MMA background to boot. And
Exactly. Excuse me, Shield Maiden.
Yeah, get her right, or she'll use that MMA on you.
Right. But she's got power, and she's got that MMA background. And Lena was really holding her own. I think frustrating Harley to the point where, you know, it's like, I can't pin her. What do I need to do?
All right.
But, you know, in the end, it was academic because, Lena got the roll up pin.
Yeah. Yeah. She showed, like I said, she showed her little tougher side of herself here. Yeah. And yeah, got the good. That was a day. Like you said, that was a big win for her. That was, you know, if there was betting odds, she was definitely the underdog.
Yeah. Well, that's the way I was coming into this because it's like, you know, Lena's not going to win this.
Yeah.
But I was pleasantly surprised.
All right. Yeah. She pulled it out.
She did. And you know what? You know, people say, oh, okay, that's a cheap win. No. A W is a W. And I will argue this point, you know, okay, Amos Brass Knuckles, come on. I'm going to argue that point.
All right. Yeah.
But in the case of Harley or Shield Maiden Fairfax and Lena rolling her up for the three is completely legit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Shield Maiden got caught unawares.
Yeah. Yeah. Just got caught off guard. It just takes one little slip up. It's all it takes.
Exactly. Exactly. God, I love wrestling.
Right. Yeah. It definitely was a great show. Yeah. So after the ladies got done, we got the unfortunate pleasure of having to listen to Ripper Blackheart for a little while. As you know, Tommy Irish and Ripper came out and took on Theo Strong. And this match was really interesting to me because, you know, like I said, Theo, a little backstory, you know, I've known Theo since he was a little kid. And Theo Strong's the son of CO Hustler, which is a guy that I wrestled with back in the 90s and early 2000s. So, yeah, so he, you know, when I was wrestling, he was just a little munchkin walking around ringside, you know. So now to see him in there and being, you know, twice my size muscular wise and twice as athletic and way better looking. And yeah, he's got a few years under his belt, but he's still learning. And he looked really, really crisp and clean in there against Tommy and gave Tommy all he could handle.
You know, definitely he did. Definitely, without a doubt. But of course, you know, Tommy's got Ripper on his side.
Of course, and Ripper's shoe.
That shoe, man. I mean, I want to just tell Peachy, our senior referee, that's Papa Smurf, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So Papa Smurf needs to let all the other referees know that Ripper can't wear his shoes to ringside.
Yeah. Well, you know what the funny thing about it is the ground was wet. Like there was still water and puddles, you know, around ringside a little bit because where the rain was still trying to dry up.
Right.
So I was like, you know, he's not going to take his shoes off and get his sock wet. So come to find out later on, he went out to his car and had a spare pair of shoes out there. So he went out to his car and got an extra shoe to hide in his pocket so he didn't have to take his shoes off. So that's how big of an asshole that guy is.
Hey, geez, Ripper. Really?
Right. I found that out and I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah, big punk. Wow.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Leave it to Ripper. I mean, you know, he's
right. He is wow. Who he is.
Oh man.
Yeah, so but yeah, like I said, Theo held in there strong and you know, he hung in there a long time. They was in there a good, you know, good time. And then, you know, but obviously, you know, Tommy got the better of him, of course, with help from Ripper, you know, right. Of course. So you know, Tommy Irish, you know, still picks up the win, you know, but kudos to Theo for a good showing, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, he's just going to get better and better. I mean, I see him improve every time I see him, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like, I'm waiting for that really big win for him, and I know it's coming soon.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it'll be here soon. And yeah, but then the next one after that, this one I was kind of really looking forward to, and I was wanting to watch the whole thing, but you know, me being the promoter, I'm running around putting out fires and doing this and that and here and there and everywhere. So it's hard for me to stop and watch a full match. But it was the veteran Jack Vaughn making his new Ohio wrestling debut against, you know, of course, a veteran in his own right, Cody Hawk. And yeah, this was basically two men with tons of knowledge just going in and having at it. It was like a chess match.
What an amazing match it was, let me tell you. I watched most of it, and it speculating both of them, you know, it's like counter for counter, you know, it went back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. You know, Vaughn had the advantage, Hawk had the advantage. Neither one of them could get a solid,
like to get the upper hand. Yeah.
I couldn't get an upper hand on it.
Mm-hmm.
This is how solid and, you know, like you said, veterans of the sport, they were reading each other too much. And, you know, that it did make for a long match, but an entertaining match because of what they were doing.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Cause it was just like an old school have at it wrestling match, you know?
I mean, there are, I think there is talent out there that can learn a lot from watching that match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, sure.
Some will say, oh, it's just a little promotion in Ohio. I don't care. Watch it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to learn something, you're talking the veteran Jack Vaughn, you're talking the trainer of champions, Cody Effing Hawk.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to learn something watching this match.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. If you don't learn something watching that match, then you ain't watching it good enough.
That's for damn sure. I learned stuff, and I'm not even a wrestler.
Yep.
I'm just a voice.
Yeah, but yeah, and then Yeah, at the end of the day, Cody gets the win, you know, and so I'm sure that's not the last time we're going to see those two in the ring together. So it's,
Jack Vaughn, he's going to be out for blood.
Oh yeah, oh I'm sure.
He takes everything personally, so.
Yeah. So yeah, he's got one to get a receipt for, I guess you could say.
Oh yeah, he's ready for that receipt. I can guarantee it.
So, but yeah, but after them I didn't think it was going to be like a hard hitting, high impact match, but it ended up being that way, you know, because of obviously Warhorse is nothing but brute strength and power. But they went up against Party Mike and Justin Xavier. And, you know, Party Mike and Justin Xavier is more flash and, you know, Justin Xavier is a high flyer and all this and that. So I didn't really think they would be as, you know, violent with each other as they were, but, you know, these two tag teams went after each other and it was great to see.
It was, I mean, you know, I was watching that match and I honestly thought several times that Hangover Arcade is what they call themselves.
Right. Yeah.
I thought they were going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I said the match was actually the longest of the night. It seemed like they was all in there fighting it out forever. Yeah. They hung in there a lot longer than I expected them to.
They really wanted those belts.
Yeah. I mean, they was giving everything they had.
And they came very, very close. Warhorse needs to watch out. You know, Justin Xavier may not be that big, but he's quick.
Mm-hmm. He's quick and he's tall. He's got that length and height and reach advantage.
He does. And I think that Pat the Bruiser and Crossroads Kelly weren't prepared for that.
Oh yeah. Yeah, they, like I said, it was back and forth. They gave him every bit they could, you know, they wanted, and then some.
They did. And you know, Party Mike and Justin Xavier have no reason to hang their heads.
No, no. Yeah, they had, like I said, Warhorse ended up getting the win and are, you know, retained their New Ohio Wrestling Tag Team Championships. But yeah, it wasn't an easy. It wasn't an easy one. They had to work for it. And there could have been, like you said, there could have been multiple times that they could have had those belts taken away from them.
And it was possible, you know, that I just think that Warhorse really underestimated Hangover Arcade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, maybe that's a lesson learned for them to be more prepared for them next time.
They were lucky enough to recoup in time because they could have lost those belts.
Yep. Yep, that's for sure. So, yeah, like I said, another great match. I don't think there was really a bad match on the card, to be honest. I thought all of them were pretty solid. And yeah, even this next one, you know, we had a debut, another New Ohio Wrestling debut with Ari Alexander, and she come in and, of course, you know, had Ripper Blackheart by her side. So I'm sure Ripper's the one that brought her in and it got her in here. And, you know, she was against, you know, Shauna Reed, you know, so, you know, everybody knows, you know, Shauna, she can go and she likes to hit hard. You know, she's a little. You know, tall and skinny like Justin a little bit, but she can go hard, and Ari's, you know, stout and thick, and you know, you can tell she's in great shape and built good. And yeah, so these two went after each other too. Like I said, it was a lot of hard hitting matches, you know, yesterday.
Yeah, like you said, there wasn't a bad match on the show. I mean, you know, Shauna and Ari took it to each other back and forth. Again, it was a chess match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shauna, Ari, Shauna's been trained by Cody Hawk, Dustin Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
Ari's a second generation wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of experience between two of them.
Yeah.
And watching them go back and forth, even the crowd, you know, the crowd was really into it. And it wasn't so much that it was a ladies match, it was a wrestling match.
Right. Yep.
And those two were just tooth and nail. Matter of fact, our timekeeper, Mia, she looked over at me, she goes, How does she wrestle with those nails on? I'd kill myself.
Poke her eye out.
She was talking about Ari's nails, but
I'm sure she's used them to her advantage a few times, you know.
Oh yeah, definitely. I mean, yeah, you got a weapon, use it.
Yeah, for sure.
But you know, Ari made one mistake, and that's all it takes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Shauna caught her in that. And that submission of hers where she cranks the arm back real hard. And once she gets on top of you and sinks that in, you know, it's hard to get out of it. So yeah, she made Ari tap, and yeah, that was the end of that one. But yeah, that was a daggone good match for sure.
Definitely. And you know, Shauna doesn't waste any time with that submission hold. I mean, Ari tapped within like 10 seconds.
Oh yeah. Yeah. She didn't last too long. I don't think I would either. It's like, especially with my bad shoulders, I'd be crying.
Well, you know, with all that experience between Cody and Dustin, I'm sure she's picked up a few tricks.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. And then, you know, the semi-main event, the next one was of course the show, Robbie Starr, which I had to hear an earful from him about getting screwed out of the Arnold title, or getting screwed out of his title with the Arnold again. You know, that's every time he's in the locker room, I got to hear it. And he went up against one of our fan favorites there. And like last Zucchini Fest was his debut with us. And he had the fans eating out of the palm of his hand, and that's Saturn Price. So, you know, Saturn Price returned again to the Zucchini Fest for us and took on the show, Robbie Starr. And, you know, like I said, Robbie Starr had a chip on his shoulder. He feels he was robbed of the New Ohio Wrestling title, of course. You know, he's always going to think that. So, you know, he's got a chip on his shoulder, and he had something to prove, and he feels like he should have been, you know, having his rematch at the Zucchini Fest against Marion Fontaine for the title.
Well, you know, first thing is Robbie Starr is nothing more than a blowhard, and you know that. He's all talk, but I don't think he can always walk the walk without help.
Yeah.
You know, now Saturn Price, on the other hand, I got to give him credit because, you know, as we mentioned earlier, we had an issue with music.
Mm-hmm.
But we had fans in the audience that were still singing his music from last year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice. Very cool.
The kids are in the audience going, let's go. They remembered this.
From a year ago. That's awesome. A
year ago. It was incredible.
Mm.
You know, and of course, Robbie, you know, I mean, he took the microphone from me not once, but twice.
All right. And we failed to mention for the, you know, again, Ripper Blackheart was out there by Robbie's side. You know, Ripper Blackheart had his hand in all kind of stuff over this event.
Yeah, Ripper, you know, I whenever Ripper's around, something's going to happen. It's usually underhanded.
Mm-hmm.
And Ripper did not disappoint.
Yeah.
But that's Ripper. And one of these days, Ripper's going to get his comeuppance.
Oh, yeah. It I'm sure it's coming sooner or later. You can only dodge a bullet so long.
Right. He's going to try to pull the wrong trigger, and one of his boys is going to lose a big time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Not that they have any gold anyway, at least legitimate gold.
Right. Yeah. Well, like I said, one of his boys lost at the Arnold, and that was Robbie. And yeah, he's claiming shenanigans and, you know, all this and that, conspiracy, of course. And everybody's out to get him. He even made claims that somebody was saying that Arnold was out at ringside, which he wasn't. That, yeah. He's like, I mean, he's trying to use anything he can find to get that rematch, which he's deserving a rematch, and it will happen, but it just didn't happen yesterday.
Right.
So, but yeah, like I said, after that, you know, Robbie picked up the win and, you know, had a few choice words demanding his rematch with Fontaine. So we'll see how that plays out. And then speaking of Fontaine, our main event for the day was a tag team match. and it was Brandon Fields and Jake Ely and you know, the Temple of Terror. But they actually came out with a you know, Golden Idol wasn't able to make it, so he sent a, you know, a person to take his spot, and it was Coach Cat. And he basically looked like my old high school gym coach or gym teacher.
I know. I was like, I'm here. I am introducing Ripper Blackheart.
Yeah.
And then I was like, okay, this isn't Ripper.
No. Yeah. Yeah. It's Coach Cat making his new Ohio wrestling debut with Brandon Fields and Thunderbird Jake Ely. And, you know, and of course they took on Marion Fontaine and Superman Onyx, you know, our new Ohio wrestling champion and our Arnold Sports Festival champion. And there was a neat stipulation in this match because both of these men have been going back and forth with the Temple of Terror for the last few shows now. And so, you know, we put it to where if Marion Fontaine or Onyx got pinned, then whichever one got pinned would lose their belt, you know, so their belts were on the line. You know, whichever, if either one got pinned, they lost that respective title. So, you know, there was a lot up for grabs here. You know, both of these, Brandon Fields and Jake Ely, had basically literally two shots to win a belt and failed miserably.
See, that's just the thing. Marion and Onyx had everything to lose. The other two had nothing to lose.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want to shortchange them. You know, Fields and Jake was, you know, doing their part and getting, you know, they were doing everything they could to try to win that match. And even had Coach Cat get involved with that annoying whistle of his and his shenanigans. It's like, but you know, so they were in there for the fight. They weren't backing down.
I'm about ready to shove that whistle down his throat.
Yeah, he liked to blow on that thing, didn't he?
A little too much. But you know, back and forth. And then, you know, we had this confusion with who was legal in the ring.
Right. Yeah.
And then,
referee Peachy Rodriguez kind of took one. He got caught in between, you know, Jake and Fields and Onyx and kind of took one to the head. And you know, apparently from, you know, what they're saying, we're still reviewing the tapes and everything, but you know, the official's call is senior referee Papa Smurf came down and made the count on Ely, and apparently he wasn't the legal man. They're saying that, you know, that Brandon Fields was the legal man.
Right. But then, you know, we got Coach Cat getting in the ring. We got Jimmy Olsen getting in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another cool thing we didn't mention. Yeah. Onyx had him a manager of his own and young Jimmy Olsen. That was kind of a cool story because, you know, Jimmy Olsen is one of our WrestleFit junior kids and talked to us and wanted to, you know, go do ringside and be a manager and asked Onyx to hire him to be a manager for a match. So Onyx did. And Jimmy Olsen went out there and had the time of his life and did a good job. You know, he didn't have to get involved like Coach Cat had to. You know, he knew Fontaine and Onyx pretty much had it under control, but he did great, and I'm sure he had the time of his life out there, so that was kind of nice to see.
Well, he also got the pseudo pin on Jake Ely when Onyx speared him.
Yeah,
like, here, and he put his foot on his chest and he counted 1, 2, 3.
Yep, he got the pin on him for sure. So, everybody pinned Jake Ely, seemed like. He even got kids beating him now.
Right?
I'm sure Golden Idol will have something to say about that.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Yeah. Who knows? He's probably lucky he wasn't there. It could have been him that Jimmy Olsen was pinning.
Right.
So, it was a good moment, you know, to have him in, you know, there and just, you know, let him have his, you know, which we're not even close, but have his WrestleMania moment, so to speak. And, you know, in a smaller, lower level independent promotion, you know, the kid's dream coming true. And it was for a good cause and, you know, special occasion. So it was kind of cool to see.
It was his NOW moment.
Yeah, his NOW moment. There you go. It's like...
Oh, you two knocked it off. Sorry, my dog were here.
Dog and cat's going at it. Tell them bring out the brass knucks.
They're barking just to be a pain in my ass. Anyway, well, that wraps up the Zucchini Fest.
Yeah, is like I said, it was a huge success. The mayor was happy. She gave us tons of compliments. The lady Stacy that runs the Zucchini Fest gave us a bunch of compliments. She was happy. And it seemed like the crowd was very happy. We've heard a lot of positive feedback from it, from, you know, fans and you know, people of the Obetz, you know, facilities and stuff like that alike, you know. So you know, hopefully we'll be back there next year. But yeah, from what I heard, you know, started out as dark and dreary with all the rain and we didn't know if it was going to happen, to a pretty successful day, and everybody had a great time. So, you know, we couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, I was definitely concerned about the rain, but I'm glad it held off because it was a great show.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So we don't have anybody to ask the question to, so
So we'll just skip that part.
And this is Meat Hook Jim, along with my co-host. I can't even talk; my voice is cracking. Along with my co-host Donnie Hoover, we are the Wrestle Horror Podcast, and we will catch you on the next episode.
See you guys.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets, facebook.com/WrestleHorror, Instagram @WrestleHorror, Twitter @WrestleHorror, on YouTube at the Wrestle Horror channel. And you can also find us on our website, www.WrestleHorror.com.